We are back. Before we do the Neuron Report, we got Matthew Thomas straight out of a coma. We'll play one song. Give us your instant request with Mother being our musical theme of the day.
Okay, well, this is when I got out of the hospital after my 4.5 month stay. We were driving down Roscoe Boulevard, and we heard by Ozzy Osbourne, "Mama, I'm coming home. Times have changed, times are strange." And see, I just moved out, and now I was coming back home, but I was brain injured.
Wow, that brings back some memories. And then, of course, your mom was a major influence in your life.
Yeah, the biggest inspiration, like all mothers are, you know, just gives you life, gives you hope. She gave me life, obviously, through God's grace, but she was trusted to let me move on, and she gave me the best life without my head injury and then with my head injury. It was incredible.
You're incredible, Matthew Thomas. Okay, here's your instant request. And when we come back, we will do the Neuron Report with your special guest who is on the line right now.
Yeah, from Needles, Arizona.
Needles, California, actually.
Oh, sorry.
It's one of the hottest places on earth. I've been there. 120 in the summer on a beautiful summer's day. Here you go, Matt. Right.
Times have changed and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time come by, it seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home. You took me in and you drove me out. Yeah, you had me hypnotized, yeah. Lost and found and turned around by the fire in your eyes. You made me cry, you told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye. Mama, I'm coming home. I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been so long. Mama, I'm coming home. Selfish love, yeah, we're both alone. The right before the fall, yeah. But I'm gonna take his heart of stone. I just got to have it all. I've been your face 100 times. Every day we've been apart. I don't care about the sunshine, yeah. 'Cause mama, mama, I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
I'm coming.
that is for you, Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma and dedicated to the memory of your mom. Mama, I'm coming home. Our musical theme of the day is moms, mothers, mamas, in honor of Mother's Day. For you, Matt.
Yeah, thank you very much. Gotta say happy Mother's to all my friends who are mothers out there.
Yep, there are quite a few of them.
Yes, there is. And Heather, happy Mother's Day, and everyone else.
Yeah, for me personally, for my wife, the Ames.
Ames, yeah.
Okay. And then also my mom, who's turning 90. Yeah. She's turning 96 on Mother's Day. So, Matt, hang on, and we'll go to the Neuron Report.
Yeah, 96, man.
You got what's the name of your guest who's going to be on?
Thomas.
And it is time for the Neuron Report with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma.
Hey, this is Matthew Thomas from Straight Out of a Coma. I'd like to invite you to my new weekly Neuron Report.
And here he is, Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma with his always amazing Neuron Report. Matt, it's all yours.
Yes, sir. We have a special guest today. His name is Thomas, and he has he received a head injury from a motorcycle car crash. And it's, I mean, from a motorcycle crash.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, how you doing, Thomas? Okay, you ready?
Time for you to take over.
Thomas, you are live on the radio, and tell everybody about your motorcycle accident.
1990, I was, we got off work early. I got on the Harbor Freeway, crashed my bike. I don't remember it. I woke up out of a coma 11 days later. I don't remember a lot. I do remember that when I woke up, I praised the Lord, you know, thankful that I'm alive. But, yeah, my mom explained to me what had happened. And of course, the seizures, I had to do the Tegretol thing for a year.
And what's the Tegretol?
Tegretol is for seizures.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I had four of those when I was in a coma. And, you know, but other than that, you know, it wasn't that bad. I had the doctors at Harvard General out there, thank you so much. You know, I know it was a long time ago, but. Yeah, they brought me back, and but I did have a religious experience. You know, they said I was healed. I when I got there, I had four fractured vertebrates in my neck.
So they said you died?
No, I don't think I died. They just had the four vertebrates in my neck that were fractured, and then a ruptured spleen, and then a few days later, I think it was 3 days later, they redid the x-rays, and my neck was healed, and my spleen was healed. So.
That's incredible, did therapy and stuff, right, or no?
I did therapy, yeah, I did therapy for a little bit at the rehabilitation center, and like I said, I was disabled for a year. Went back to work and managed to raise my family.
Go.
Yeah, where are you from? Where do you live?
I'm from Orange County, California.
And where do you live now?
I'm Needles.
Yeah. Needles, California, the hottest city on the planet Earth in the summer, right?
Yeah, I love it, man. I love the heat.
It gets up to 120, Matt. Perfect for you.
The heat is on. Eddie Murphy, Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah. Matt? He speaks very well after being in a coma.
Yes, I know. His was in 1990. That's when I graduated high school, and then mine was in that. What month was yours, Thomas?
It was June 7th, 1990.
Oh, mine was June 30th, 91.
Wow.
I know. Crazy, huh?
How long were you in a coma for, Matt?
Just for about 3 months.
3 months, yeah. Yeah,
it was crazy, man. But see, because you had a helmet on, right?
No, I wasn't wearing a helmet.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. Yeah, they said I was fortunate. They said if I was wearing a helmet, it might have snapped my neck completely. So,
Wow, that's pretty crazy that you were better off not wearing a helmet. You would think the opposite.
That's what the doctors told my sister. So yeah,
That's nuts, man. And then see the this is like a crazy thing. You were June, but I was a year later, and I just graduated on June 21st that same year when you were going through all your stuff.
Wow. Yeah, that was a long year.
What year did you graduate?
I graduated in 1982 from Fountain Valley High School.
Oh, no way. My buddy that I play football with is a teacher there, Mike Olsberg.
Oh, do you remember Matt Stevens? He was a quarterback for UCLA. He was one of my heroes growing up, man.
I remember him.
Yeah, do you remember Matt Stevens? Yeah.
Absolutely. What was your teacher's name?
Mine or what?
Yours. Yeah.
Oh. No, he was a friend. We played football together. He graduated the year before us when they didn't go anywhere. And then the year I played senior year, we went to the semifinal championship. But off subject, it's all neurons. But his name was Mike Olsberg.
Olsberg.
Yeah, he's from Valley. I think he does English. I'm not sure. See, Tabiani too?
I didn't hear you, man.
No, back to your story, though. How long did it take you to do this? How long did it take you to do that? To read, write, do all that stuff, right?
Yeah. They said because I was in a coma, the lack of oxygen or something caused cataracts. So that's about all, and a little stuttering still. But other than that, you know, I managed to get back into my trade building scaffolding, and I did that for about 30 years and raised my five children. So
you have five children?
Yeah, I got 11 grandchildren.
And you have any paralysis? You had paralysis over half your body. Do you have any paralysis at all, Thomas?
No. Like I said, I was fortunate. Yeah,
but it was a shock to your whole life, to all your neurons, because you didn't know what you did when you woke up, right?
When you were out in that the 4 months, do you remember anything? Do you remember your accident?
I remember people talking, but I couldn't understand them. Obviously, I was shut down. And then you hear different people touching, people saying, oh, this is, you're doing great. You're doing great when you have no, you're not moving. They're just trying to inspire you, to help you to move forward like we all should, like we all want to be, you know?
Yeah. You know, prayer saved me. I had one of my friends, bosses, Steve Zamora. He was a pastor, he still is. He had a lot of prayer circles, man. I'm positive brought me back. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's powerful because my dad was in Fatima working on some movies, and then he had the nuns doing the rosary for me. So you can believe whatever you want to believe, everyone out there in the land of poor, but it's this is how it's rolling with me and my friend here. Well, everyone knows of God, everyone knows of Jesus, but I don't know how they roll with it. It's been here forever before our frontal lobes were even talking about how we talking, you know. Right. But here we are, woo-hoo, with the poor man.
with both, go ahead, Thomas.
Oh yeah, I was just
Everyone that spaces out is in a mini coma. I told these 20-year-old girls yesterday about that at Stacey Bone. And they were like, what? I do that all the time then.
Right. That is what it is, man.
Yeah. Both of you guys, you don't ever forget having been in a coma, do you?
No. Where was I? Just kidding. No, it's just... No, well, because I'm limping, I'm speeching. And I just got... I was in the coffee shop the other day. I forgot to tell you before, man. I was in there walking in. I had two short bumping when I pulled out, opened the door, stumbling in, you know, and I was all happy inside. get out, get my coffee, and then driving up the hill up Riverside off PCH, boo! And the cop pulled me over, and I thought I did something wrong. And then he came to the car. He's like, oh, well, you want to know why I pulled you over? I was like, no, why? He's all, because these people at the cop shop said there's a drunk guy getting into his car.
Oh, no way.
And, but that made me feel better, because I was like, oh, right, I don't have any lights out. And I was like, oh, no, it's just a head injury. He gave me my card and told him about my documentary, Should Have a Coma on Tubi, and all these different things. And then finally, and it was a time I didn't have my license. I had a one that was on paper, so I couldn't find it. But he was like, "Oh, okay, just go, Matthew."
And he didn't make you walk a straight line or anything.
No, well, because I told him everything, showed him my trach, showed him my dilated eye, and I was talking in a, you know, I wasn't going, you know, and he was smelling my breath, and it just smelled like coffee.
That's great to hear, Matt. In summarizing what we just heard from Thomas, your reflections.
Reaction, kind of like.
Reactions.
Yeah, that's a new one. But see, and Thomas, you're a blessing as well, because you're being used to the Lord, obviously, because you got struck down and you're in a coma for 11 days, and now here we are talking on the poor man in his poor world with his poor listeners. Oh, that rhymed.
Yeah, I remember listening to the poor man in Los Angeles, Orange County. You know, the
sushi bar.
Thanks for that, Thomas. Thanks so much for being on Matt's Neuron Report.
Yeah, all right, great, man. Thomas. Thank you. I'll keep in touch, right, brother?
Yeah, I got your number, and thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Well, not thank you for going through where you went through, but thanks for taking the time to speak.
Right.
Yeah, and congrats on your recovery, too.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, brother, it's going to be good, but hey, we'll talk, all right?
All right. Hey, thank you very much, Matt, and thank you for me.
You bet. Take care.
Yep, bye.
Peace.
That he's one of the fortunate ones, isn't he, Matt?
Yeah, no, we're all fortunate because we live, but blessings to all the people that didn't live, you know. And it's just how, you know, it's every choice, you know. It's how it's planned out, and here we are talking about it. You know, I wouldn't imagine this in my when they used to talk about my brain injury, what I was going to do in the future. Like in 91, we had our brain injury support group meetings. They wouldn't be on, oh, yeah, 31 years, you'll be on the poor man radio doing spots.
And even more importantly, you would be taking a hydro bike from Catalina Island to Newport Beach across the Pacific Ocean, or you would be doing your own charity golf tournament, or doing your own documentaries. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
That was so, it's just all how it's lined up through the grace of God only. But that's what I feel. So you guys can take it however you want to take it.
Fantastic. Thanks, Matt, as always. Really compelling stories, my man.
All right, bro. All right, man. Peace.